I'm high up in Juani. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against a new wave of pressure to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza after hundreds of thousands of Israelis protested and went on strike, and U.S. President Joe Biden said he needed to do more after nearly 11 months of fighting. In his first public address since Sunday's mass protests, Netanyahu said he'll continue Israeli control of the Philadelphia Corridor, a narrow band along Gaza's border with Egypt. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on a deadly shooting on a subway train in the Chicago area.
Police say a suspect is in custody after a shooting killed four riders on a Chicago Transit Authority train in Forest Park, Illinois.
It's a horrible situation.
Deputy Police Chief Chris Chin on WLS-TV says security cameras helped identify the suspect who fled after the early morning shooting but was captured on another train.
We believe it's isolated. Again, we're in the preliminary stages of this investigation, so video evidence is being reviewed.
And the mayor of Forest Park, Rory Hoskins, says
it's a horrible tragedy that four people are dead on Labor Day weekend.
The mayor says the train station sees a lot of crime because of homelessness and drug addiction.
We're calling on our leadership, countywide, statewide, to invest more resources.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
In an AP interview, Akihiro Saita, the director of health with the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East, says they've begun a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip.
We have unfortunately outbreaks of type 2 vaccine-derived polio virus in the community. To stop this transmission and to stop the suffering from people of this preventable cause, we have to vaccinate 90% of the people less than 10 years old.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports on the funeral for one of the six hostages found dead over the weekend, Hirsch Goldberg Polin.
Thousands attended the funeral Monday for 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin. He was one of the best-known hostages as his parents had led a high-profile campaign for the captive's release. His mother, Rachel, spoke at the funeral.
Okay, sweet boy, go now on your journey. I hope it's as good as the trips you dreamed about, because finally, my sweet boy, finally you're free.
And she asked for his help with something so difficult.
Now I need you to help us stay strong. And I need you to help us survive.
Hirsch Goldberg Polin was found dead along with five other hostages in a tunnel beneath the southern Gaza city of Rafah over the weekend. I'm Shelley Adler.
I'm Haya Pinjwani. AP News.